Elsa Peretti was a fit model for Charles James in the 1960s and 1970s. She first met him through his former apprentice, Halston, who was already becoming a household name himself.
You know, I met him through Halston. Halston said, Elsa, Charles wants to do a fitting with you. This guy, he was a fascinating kind of person. Like crazy, a little bit crazy, but a genius. Genius in fashion.
Over the years, a friendship slowly burgeoned.
I was a model at the moment, see? And then, little by little, I got to be a friend of him because they appreciate him a lot. But at the beginning, I can tell you how, for me, was dramatic to do a fitting with him. A fitting with Charles James, fitting of a pair of pants, was lasting like 2 hours and a half. Listening to Brahms or another classical music, and to have Charles pinning me, sometimes the pin was going through my body. But I learned a lot listening to his spirit. It made a lot of sense. And it's for that I really appreciate him, because you always appreciate somebody that tells you something that you feel in yourself that you cannot express. This pair of pants was a gray flannel. I give them to my mother, and she say, who did these pants? She told me that they were the best pair of pants she had in her life.
James always considered the woman's shape and movement in his designs.
He did a shape on me that I have in the country here. And he says, don't get so thin, because people should design around you. Not you should not make any sacrifice. I mean, I don't think a designer should make a woman suffer. And Charles would make maybe a model suffer. But the women, they were comfortable in these clothes, you know? He understood women, you know? He understood women, and one time I remember something funny, because I arrived like always very late, and he told me, I am sure you spend a lot of time choosing what you were wearing. And it's true. And he knew exactly that I was late, because I was choosing what I wore as a necklace, which at that time I had only two necklaces, an amber one and another one. And he said, it's good you choose the amber. But you see, he had that kind of, I don't know, the kind of thing he understood women very well.
She remembers a certain black cocktail dress that James brought to her apartment one day in a shopping bag.
He told me, this dress belongs in your closet. And then I wore it only once, and then he took it back, and I never saw it again. It was a beautiful dress. But beautiful because the light, and then the way you could walk on it, you know, strong, was fantastic. In fact, I went out with an Italian guy with this dress.
The dress was a hit.
I felt great, because it was the walking that was important. The lightness of the dress, and to put it on and not to have any problem, you know. I think the dress that you can wear for 20, 40 years, you know. I miss so much this dress.
As beautiful as the clothes were, and as easy as they were to wear, James struggled in other areas. He was awful in matters of business. During this time, Halston was becoming a runaway success. Halston eventually hired James as a consultant, but the two designers could not get along.
Halston was basically very generous and understood the superiority of Charles. I mean, Charles was a full-time job. He could not have all these people working just for Charles. It was impossible. Then I understand both of them, one asking a lot and one not speaking about Halston, one not to be able to give enough, you know. Charles was somebody who wanted everything. Bitter, he was right, because nobody wanted to deal with him because he had a famous temper, you know. Bitter, but I remember he's a genius, not a bitter, and he was kind of funny too. And then he had a lot of friends, because all the kids that he had around, they loved him, you know, and I hope that they learned a lot of stuff from him.
The partnership did not last. James's last shot ended in disaster. and just 3 decades after his death, his name was all but forgotten, until now.
I never felt really sorry for him, because I know he was very strong. But I feel sorry that he's recognized. He deserved to be recognized much before, you know. He had a kind of question in his eyes, because he said, I'm so good, why people, they don't like me? I mean, he had so much to say. It's so sad that only now people recognize him. I wish I was a little bit more prepared to ask him a lot of things. If I knew Charles now, I would ask so many things. I would like to know about his frustration, about his life. He was very bitter at the end, but I was really a friend of him at the end.
Peretti hopes young designers who come to see the Charles James exhibition will study his work and learn how to make stunning and practical clothes.
I hope they will change their way of designing now. You know, I tell you, I'm really very sorry about how people design clothes. You know, but he was so new in his approach. He had genius, but a lot of common sense, Charles. Common sense. Common sense linked with genius. I mean, you don't design a pocket that doesn't hold a pair of glasses, you know? Common sense and genius are the best. How you follow his idea of design that was interesting to me. Because it was not interesting to me that he was speaking about all the clients that he had, the important client. For me, he was working on my body, and I felt that it was something very different than Olson also had. But Charles had for sure.